Chapter 13. Mr. Poe looked astonished. Violet looked relieved. Klaus looked assuaged, which is a fancy word for relieved that he had learned by reading a magazine article. Sunny looked triumphant. The person who looked like neither a man nor a woman looked disappointed. And Count Olaf. It is such a relief to call him by his true name. At first looked afraid, but in a blink of his one shiny eye, he twisted his face to make it look as astonished as Mr. Poe's.
"My leg!" Count Olaf cried in a voice of false joy. "My leg has grown back! It's amazing! It's wonderful! It's a medical miracle!"
"Oh, come now," Mr. Poe said, folding his arms. "That won't work. Even a child can see that your peg leg was false."
"A child did see it," Violet whispered to Klaus. "Three children, in fact."
"Well, maybe the peg leg was false," Count Olaf admitted, and took a step backward. "But I've never seen this tattoo in my life!"
"Oh, come now," Mr. Poe said again. "That won't work either. You tried to hide the tattoo with the peg leg, but now we can see that you are really Count Olaf."
"Well, maybe the tattoo is mine," Count Olaf admitted, and took another step backward. "But I'm not this Count Olaf person. I'm Captain Sham. See, I have a business card here that says so."
"Oh, come now," Mr. Poe said yet again. "That won't work. Anyone can go to a print shop and have cards made that say anything they like."
"Well, maybe I'm not Captain Sham," Count Olaf admitted, "but the children still belong to me. Josephine said that they did."
"Oh, come now," Mr. Poe said for the fourth and final time. "That won't work. Aunt Josephine left the children to Captain Sham, not to Count Olaf, and you are Count Olaf, not Captain Sham. So it is once again up to me to decide who will care for the Baudelaires. I will send these three youngsters somewhere else, and I will send you to jail. You have performed your evil deeds for the last time, Olaf. You tried to steal the Baudelaire fortune by marrying Violet. You tried to steal the Baudelaire fortune by murdering Uncle Monty."
"And this," Count Olaf growled, "was my greatest plan yet."
He reached up and tore off his eye patch, which was fake, of course, like his peg leg, and stared at the Baudelaires with both of his shiny eyes.
"I don't like to brag. Actually, why should I lie to you fools anymore? I love to brag, and forcing that stupid old woman to write that note was really something to brag about. What a ninny Josephine was."
"She was not a ninny," Klaus cried. "She was kind and sweet."
"Sweet," Count Olaf repeated with a horrible smile. "Well, at this very moment, the lachrymose leeches are probably finding her very sweet indeed. She might be the sweetest breakfast they ever ate."
Mr. Poe frowned and coughed into his white handkerchief. "That's enough of your revolting talk, Olaf," he said sternly. "We've caught you now, and there's no way you'll be getting away. The Lake Lachrymose Police Department will be happy to capture a known criminal wanted for fraud, murder, and the endangerment of children."
"And arson," Count Olaf piped up.
"I said that's enough," Mr. Poe growled. Count Olaf, the Baudelaire orphans, and even the massive creature looked surprised that Mr. Poe had spoken so sternly. "You have preyed upon these children for the last time, and I'm making absolutely sure that you are handed over to the proper authorities. Disguising yourself won't work. Telling lies won't work. In fact, there's nothing at all that you can do about your situation."
"Really?" Count Olaf said, and his filthy lips curved up in a smile. "I can think of something that I can do."
"And what," said Mr. Poe, "is that?"
Count Olaf looked at each one of the Baudelaire orphans, giving each one a smile as if the children were tiny chocolates he was saving to eat for later. Then he smiled at the massive creature, and then, slowly, he smiled at Mr. Poe.
"I can run," he said, and ran.